Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the Holy One of Israel, whose name is the Mighty Yahweh. Shalom, everyone. It is truly a pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. My name is Mori Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you to the broadcast today because we have a great, great, great subject. For today, we're going to be speaking of the remnant. The remnant. Praise be Yahweh, that he has already chosen his remnant. Because we know, Yahweh knows the past, the present, and the future forever. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim of three black men, which happens to be the so-called African-Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth, forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He was their Elohim. He is our Elohim forever. And it is a blessing today to talk about the remnant. The remnant gives his people hope. The remnant is the ones that he's going to save. So you can indulge yourself in all the religions of the world, but we find that when it all said and done, Yahweh said he's only going to bring back a remnant. So, but before we go into this great subject, let us praise Yahweh with a great song of praise. Call my rock.
We adore you, Yah. It's all about you, Yah. We thank you, Yah. That's why we praise you. That's why we praise you.
Open my eyes when I was blind, I was groping and couldn't see. But now Yahweh's light has shined, though I grew up out of it. I never lacked, suffered for his prophecies. Yahweh is my strap, passing me sure. And I know for sure that Yah Elohim does adore his children that Jacob bore to teach us how to abhor the wickedness of foolishness. Plucked us up by this holy land, cause we reject his laws and his covenants. He should have secret that we despise. What have I yet for his truth, but rather we hearken to lies. Oh my God, have mercy for us. cleanse our thoughts, wipe away our transgressions. Lead us to blessings, my king, my love, my trust, my everything, my expectation, my joy, my lust. Calling on Yah.
We adore you, Yah.
Praise your name, cause you're merciful. I praise your name and boast in you, cause you're bountiful. You gave me love when I was in danger. You gave me a hand when I was foolish. You gave me multiple chances when I was choosing the evil. I apologize. Teach me your ways and I did and I recognize. The folly gave me 23 living at my mom's crib. Feel like I be punished for all the dirt that I did. Can I live? Tell me to seek out of your book indeed. Made a vow if you would save me. I stopped smoking weed. It's been about 3 years ago. Now I'm living celibate. You gave me knowledge when I was in darkness, hell for ignorance. Living in fear, yes, you showed me your laws and your tests. You test the heart and try the rings. Every day I bless your holy name. Yahweh never give up on me, but instruct me and correct me continually on a daily.
We adore you, Yah.
Mighty Yahweh. He is our rock. He is our shield. I praise him that he has given us his laws, his statutes, his commandments, so that we could be righteous, so that we can really be part of the remnant, as I mentioned earlier, that he's already chosen. Now, it's important, especially since we're in captivity, meaning the Almighty, because of our disobedience to his laws, he has turned us over to the hands of our own enemies. And because our fathers did not keep his laws, and because we're not keeping them as a nation unto this very day, the Creator prophesied that he was going to allow us to go into captivity. And that's where we are today. We're in our enemy's land, in a land that is not ours. And the Almighty told us all we had to do to return back to him. He gave us everything, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. And my people, it's so important that we see what thus said Yahweh, so we may be part of that remnant. Because that's what we're talking about today, the remnant. Now, the remnant, if we go to the book of Micah. Let's go to Micah, the 5th chapter. And I highly encourage you to get you some scriptures. If you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to get you a paper and pencil, ink pen, and write these scriptures down till you get to your scriptures so that the true and living Elohim will show you what he has said concerning his remnant. The Creator lets us know in the 3rd verse of Micah, the 5th chapter, something very, very peculiar. It says, therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahweh, in the majesty of the name of Yahweh his Elohim. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace. Now, you might wonder and say to yourselves, you need to know who this is going to be. That this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces. Then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men, and they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod and the entrances thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Assyrian when he cometh into our land, and when he treadeth within our borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from Yahweh, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be amongst the Gentiles, in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest. This is deep, because you know that's where we're at. We're in the midst of Gentiles. He said, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both tread it down and tear it in pieces, and none can deliver. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. And these things that the Creator is letting us see concerning the remnant, the Most High is letting you know that we are his people. And the Most High prophesied that things would happen until this time. Now, let's analyze this. Y'all said in the 7th verse, and the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from Yahweh, as the showers upon the grass that tarried not for man, nor waited for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest. And then he said, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who if he go through, both tread it down and tear it in pieces, and none can deliver. Well, my people, the reason why the Almighty would say this, and the reason why the Almighty let you know that he was speaking of a man in the 5th verse that shall be the peace, well, that man is your king. That man is none other than David, the Prince of Peace. Now, if you're following Yeshua or some other god, some other powers that you think that got powers, then you're fooling yourself, because Yahweh is letting you know that this man shall be the peace. Micah, the 5th chapter, the 5th verse. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land, because Yahweh already said that David, his servant, in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, is the prince. Did you hear me? The Prince of Peace. Now, must I say, if you're trusting in someone that the Most High don't even know, then guess what? You're going to be lost. And we have plenty of our people that are lost, thinking that Christ, Yahshua, call him what you want, that he is the one described in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Well, you all are in for a rude awakening. Because that's why we're talking about the remnant. See, the remnant is going to know who the king of Israel is. The remnant is not only going to know who the king is. The remnant is going to know that as long as he trusts in Yahweh and serve Yahweh and worship Yahweh alone, he don't need no sidekick. Because the Almighty don't have no one beside him anyway. The Creator said, I, even I, am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. Speaking of the remnant is also going to know some things that many of our people are not going to understand. So it's important that we see, and we're going to have to go to a book, that most of our people are at. But that's okay, because this book that I'm going to in the New Testament, I want you to turn to the New Testament, seeing that we just spoke of, that this man shall be the peace. Well, it definitely ain't talking about this man here that I'm finna show you in Luke, the 12th chapter. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke, the 12th chapter, and see what Luke has to say in the New Testament. And these words are in red. So really, they supposedly supposed to be the words of Christ. This is what it says in Luke, the 12th chapter, the 51st verse. It says, suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth. I tell you, nay. Nay means no, but rather division. So we know this ain't the one that's going to lead the remnant. So you all are in for a rude awakening, and I highly encourage you, if there's any Yahshua believers or Christ believers or Christ of the New Testament or JC believers on the phone, my people, I'm letting you know, you're going to be highly disappointed, because even in the book that is right here that he supposedly spoke in, you find he said, suppose that I am come to give peace. Suppose you. So you might think he came for peace, but he lets you know I came for division. And then he breaks it down. It says, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, and the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and so on and so forth. He could have said the father-in-law against his son-in-law. And he could have said the father against his own sister. He could have said any relations that have a family, because he letting you know he didn't come for peace. So how in the world could we be basing our salvation on someone who is not even spoken of from Genesis through Malachi? Let's go back to Micah. Let's go back to Micah, the 5th chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh. Not what thus said Luke, but what thus said Yahweh. Because this is what Yahweh says in Micah chapter 5. Furthermore, he lets you know in the 8th verse that the remnant of Jacob shall be amongst the Gentiles in the midst of many people. So in other words, the Creator is letting you know right here that his people is going to be amongst the nations, because he said he would scatter us. And by us being his chosen people, all of us, unfortunately, all of us is not going to go back home to Israel. All of us is not going to go back because Yahweh said he has chosen a remnant. Now, you got to understand what remnant means. The word remnant means that which is left. That means the remainder of after he does something in the earth. What is that? Let's go to Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, and see what thus says Yahweh and what he's going to do in order that the remnant may come forth. And he's already chosen them. That's what I mentioned earlier. Yahweh has already chosen his remnant. Yes, he's already chose who's going back. And I pray to Yahweh that we are in that number. But in the meantime, in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, let's see what thus said Yahweh right here in the 33rd verse. This is what it says. As I live, said Yahweh Elohim, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered. With a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. Then it says, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. And there I will plead with you face to face. That's deep. I'm going to plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, said Yahweh. Plead means he's going to judge us, just like he judged us in the wilderness when our fathers wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And when they was in the wilderness, they were learning the laws and the commandments and statutes. But must I say, Yahweh letting you know that he's already given us his laws. He's already given us his commandments. He's already decreed that if you return back to him, he will return unto us. So Yahweh letting you know that this is judgment for what we're doing now. He said, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. That means I'm going to bring you into the obligation of the covenant that he has already given us. And I will purge out from amongst you the rebels and them that transgress against me. And I will bring them forth out of the countries wherein they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. Y'all said you're going to know, because I'm going to cast out all the rebellious in the group once he brings us back. He's going to put them out. That's how he's going to do it. See, all of us is coming out. All of our Christian brothers and Muslim brothers, all of us is coming out. All of our brothers that are Jehovah's Witness, all of our brothers and sisters that just recently knocked on my door before this broadcast. I had some brothers and sisters that was walking the streets in my neighborhood right before this broadcast. And he gave me a little brochure, which I had to give it right back to him. And he said that we're opening a new church in this right around the corner. I said, oh, okay. But I realized this was my opportunity to talk to my brothers and my sisters, my people. I realized that I had to stop what I was doing because when I saw it was about 10 of them, I loved my people, and I wanted him to know the truth. And I told him to go back and let them know what I said, and this is what I told him. I told him that we're the chosen. When I say we're talking about black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the earth. And I told him that according to the word of Yahweh in Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the 16th verse, that every man shall die for his own sins. And of course, the little young brother looked at me like he had swallowed a book, literally. He looked at me as if he was trying to go down the steps. Because my house has steps that you walk up. I live like on a hill. And he almost fell backwards. He was ready to go. Our people is really sad, but we're lost. And when you tell them what thus said Yahweh, we find that sometimes our people can't take it. Because the Almighty said somebody's words that are powerful, that Yahweh said will be a witness when you speak it. And it's mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 5. Let's see what thus said Yahweh. Because it's so sad when you talk to your people. So sad. And they don't accept what their own maker who woke them up, what they have to say. But that's okay. I'm glad I had a chance to tell my brother, to tell the other brothers and sisters. Tell them what I said. Let them know. And they feel free to come over. If you want to talk about it, that's fine. Because this is what the Creator chose us to do. The Creator told us, and of course this is what the remnant is going to do. The remnant, they know what their mission is. Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, look what Yahweh said in the 12th verse. He said, speaking of his people, and I'll start at the 11th verse. It says, for the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, said Yahweh. They have belied Yahweh. So that means they lied on him and said, it is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us. Neither shall we see sword nor famine. That's not going to come from the Creator. He don't do evil. Well, the remnant is going to know their Elohim. Now, I want you to understand, they're going to know their Elohim. They're going to understand their Elohim. Because it's rare for us to really know. If you know the truth, it's a rarity. But the Almighty has always wanted us to know the truth. He said, and the prophets shall become wind. And the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, thus said Yahweh Elohim of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Hallelujah. And must I say, that's what happened to the little young brother whom I love dearly that knocked on my door. He was burned up. His countenance completely changed once I told him that all he had to do was look in Deuteronomy 24, verse 16, and see that every man dies for his own sins. And that these are not my words. These are the Creator's words. And it didn't take him long to want to break the whole conversation up. They had knocked on my door about 3 or 4 times. And when I opened the door and I spoke what thus said Yahweh, I noticed he was ready to go. Because Yah said, if you speak this word, behold, I'm going to make my words in your mouth like fire. And the people are going to be like wood, and it's going to burn them up. Furthermore, we must understand when he said that the remnant is going to know. See, they're going to know. They're going to know a whole lot. And I want to show you the prophecy in Daniel, the 11th chapter. That's right, Daniel, the 11th chapter. I want to show you some deep prophecy that came from the mouth of Yahweh in Daniel chapter 11. Here's what the Creator said that would happen in the future, and it's happening. Yahweh said in the 32nd verse of Daniel, the 11th chapter, this is what it reads. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their Elohim shall be what? Strong and do exploits. So in other words, the people that know their Elohim, their God, he said they're going to be strong. Because you got to be strong to be part of the remnant. You got to be strong and courageous. Isn't that what he told Joshua in Joshua the first chapter? He told Joshua to be strong and very courageous to keep all his laws and all his commandments and statutes and judgments. See, you have to be strong because you're going to have all kinds of tests. All kinds. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not strong, you won't pass tests. And you'll find yourself slipping because you allow someone to infest your mind with lies. And you're going to have to be strong enough to do this commandment. Let me show you the commandment. We're going back to Daniel 11. Just hold that page and let's go to Leviticus chapter 19. And these are the things that the remnant is going to know. It's so important. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the remnant, and the remnant is going to know this. The remnant is going to know what's going on. And, of course, while I'm teaching, our normal time that we open our lines up is 4:30, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to open our phone lines up right now because we have a call from area code 470. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Hello?
Shalom.
Hello? You know who this is?
Hey, shalom, my brother. How you doing?
How you doing? Do you know who this is?
I know. Who is it?
Michael.
Oh, Brother Michael. How you doing, my brother?
How you doing? How
All
you
right.
doing?
Praise Yahweh,
right.
my brother. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too. I didn't know you. I didn't know you do Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. You remember? I think last time we spoke, I had given you the phone number and time that we
okay.
did it. Yes, sir.
All right.
You have a
okay.
question or comment, my beloved brother?
I have a question.
Sure.
What will happen? What will we see the face of Yahweh? I mean, who was the serpent in the garden? I mean, who was the serpent in the garden?
Who was
the
serpent
garden.
In the garden?
Yes.
Well, my beloved brother, the serpent in the garden was the spirit of Satan, because that's who the Creator uses to test men, to go up and down in the earth. But it was literally a snake. With the spirit
oh.
of Satan.
Okay.
It was a serpent.
Yes.
And, of course, we find that we know it's a serpent because if you do research and you look under a snake or a serpent, you'll find that they have little bitty little feet underneath the bottom of their body. You'll find that because when Yahweh cursed them to crawl, at one time they weren't crawling. Just thought I'd give you that tidbit.
Oh, okay. So once we eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
yes.
this is my next question. Once we eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what will will we become more of a threat to the Most High?
Oh, well, Yahweh told Adam and Eve, commanded them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And because when they done it, they sinned against the Creator, and that's how they lost their life. They would have had everlasting life, and we can still have everlasting life. That's why we're talking about the remnant, because the remnant that Yahweh bring back home, they're going to live forever. They may, some of them may die right now, but nevertheless, it doesn't mean that you can't return back to Yahweh. But that was when Adam and Eve, they were instructed to eat, that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And how that affects us today is that we're dying. But it is not Adam and Eve's fault that our people right now to this day can't be saved, or that as they teach in the churches, my beloved brother Mike, they teach that if it wasn't for Adam and Eve, we wouldn't be in the conditions we're in. And that's a lie, because Yahweh has given us a way to return back to him and have everlasting life. And, of course, they died in that day because they didn't live quite a day in Yahweh's sight. Because a day in his eyes is like 1,000 years that was passed as yesterday. That's how the Almighty see it.
Okay. According to the Bible, in the New Testament, it says that the man is the glory of Elohim, is the glory of Elohim, and the woman is the glory of the man. Is that true?
That man is the glory of Elohim, and woman is the glory of man.
Yes.
Well, let's put it this way. No, sir. Yahweh let you know who his glory is. And Yahweh going to let the whole world know who his glory is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you right now. If you go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, let's look at verses 5 through 7 real quick. And, of course, it's all through the book, but he definitely breaks it down here. This is what he said. He said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, and I have formed him," yeah, "I made him." So, of course, Yahweh's glory is Israel. And Israel, he made him for his magnification, his glorification. But not just man in general and all men, that all men is the glory of the Creator and women is the glory of a man. That's not true. And I appreciate your questions, my beloved brother. And I'm glad you called, and I want you to tune in as much as you like.
Okay. One more question.
Sure.
In the car today, I had a talk with my mother. She said that even though we have a black president, every black man still has a stigma. Do you know what I mean by stigma?
Yes.
Every black man is still going to be accused of something, even though we have a black president. What do you say about that?
Well, the Almighty told us that he was going to put us in the hands of our enemies. And, of course, to your mother's comment, it is right, but it's not going to last forever. That's why we got to return back to the Almighty, because the Almighty said, when a man ways please Yahweh, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And if Yahweh be with you, who can be against you? But right now, it ain't no doubt about it. The Almighty have turned and brought people to bring us into the land of our captivity and enemies so that we wouldn't have favor. But if we return back to the laws, The Almighty told us, then I'll return back to you. And then we'll get that favor. And then we'll get that fame. So, yes, she's right. But we just got to return back to what's right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Appreciate talking to you there, Brother Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, my beloved brother.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise Yahweh for that great call from Brother Mike. And, of course, like I said, we opened our phone lines up a lot earlier today because we were out last week, and I apologize for something. I think the broadcast came on a little late last week, but we praise the true and living Elohim that we're back today, and we praise him because we're talking about the remnant. Now, for every so-called African-American or all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth, it's important for you to know when Yahweh speaks of a remnant, he's speaking to you. But it's not all of us that's going to return. I pray to Yahweh that everybody that hear my voice and even some of our people that don't hear, that we be part of that remnant. But it's so important to know who the Creator is going to choose. And must I say, he already done chose the remnant. That's right. He has already chosen the remnant. He knows who they are. And in the meantime, let's go to Daniel. Let's go to Daniel 11. And let's see what thus said Yah in Daniel 11 chapter. Furthermore, Yahweh said this. He said further in verse 33, speaking of the remnant now, because this is the remnant. He said, because remember the 32nd verse says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that know their Elohim shall be strong and do exploits. So in other words, exploits means they're going to take action. They are not going to just sit around and do nothing. They're not going to think they just learned the truth of who they are and they don't have no responsibility or obligation to tell their people what thus said Yahweh. But this is going to be a people of action. Now, 33rd verse. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Isn't that what the so-called African-Americans is going through today? Aren't we going and experiencing the sword, the flame, captivity and being spoiled? So in other words, we're being pimped, we're being robbed, we're being spoiled. And he said, many days. Now, when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help. Hallelujah. But many shall cleave to them with flatteries. So, the Most High letting you know, a lot of people are going to come to us, many. It's going to come to us with flatteries. Now, what's a flattery? A flattery is when someone is acting like they're in your best interest, but they're really your enemy. And sometimes people don't even really know when they're giving you a flattery because they're lost. And they're talking about something that ain't even true. And let me tell you something. Believing that Christ died for your sins and that he is going to be the peace in Jerusalem, I just showed you earlier Luke 12 where he clearly said, suppose you that I come for peace. You could think I'm coming for peace, but I come for division, separation. And he breaks it down to let you know family members against family members. And isn't that what's going on in the black community? Isn't that what is really happening today? So the Most High letting you know, people going to come to you with flatteries. And in the 35th verse, it says in Daniel 11, verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall. And I'm going to tell you, I've been a witness to know that some of our people that have had understanding and knew the word of the Almighty and that he don't lie, they fail. They fail pray because they didn't trust in Yahweh. They didn't hang in there. They didn't hang in there. Fell by the wayside. And see, the remnant, they're going to be strong. They're not going to be influenced. They're going to be busy, and they're going to be consistent because they are faithful. They're not going to lie. They're going to speak the truth, and they're going to have courage. Did you hear what I said? They're going to have courage. He said, some of them of understanding shall fall, to try them and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. Hallelujah. So in other words, we should be trying to do the things that the Most High has commanded us to do to be part of this remnant. Let's go to Daniel, the 12th chapter. Let's go to the very next chapter and see what Yahweh said in the first verse of Daniel 12. That's what it says. And at that time shall Mikael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. That means they're going to be saved. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. He didn't say everyone in the, he didn't say everyone is in the book. But he said, such as never since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Because everybody is not going to be written in the book. Some people are going to be X'd out of the book, blotted out of the book. And Moses knew about this book. It's called the Book of Life, and Yahweh holds it. See, we have the Book of the Law, the Holy Scriptures, but there's a book that only Yahweh has. It's called the Book of Life. This is what he said further, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. That means the dead. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness, because that's what the remnant is going to do, as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Knowledge shall be increased. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Many is going to run to and fro. Don't you know, my people? Yah's talking about the remnant. Yahweh's talking about those that's going to open their mouth and be as bold as a lion. Yahweh, furthermore, he lets us know, when it comes to this precious remnant, you go to Zechariah. You go to Zechariah chapter 3 and see for yourself the characteristics of the remnant. And you have to ask yourself, do we have these characteristics? Because this is heavy. excuse me, Zephaniah. I said Zechariah, but I meant Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah, the third chapter, look what thus said Yahweh in the 11th verse. It says, in that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings. And must I say again, normally we open the phone lines up at 4:30, but because of technical difficulties of last week, we're opening the phone lines up right now. So if you'd like to call and you have a question or comment, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or comment on the air. Zephaniah, the third chapter, let's see what he said in the 11th verse. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings wherein thou hast transgressed against me. That's how merciful he is. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my mountain, my holy mountain. And I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. That means they're going to be humble and meek, and they shall trust in the name of Yahweh. Then it says in the 13th verse, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity. That means they won't do no evil, nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. No one is going to make them afraid. Yah said, when he bring back the remnant, he said, none of them are going to be afraid. And we're going to go right now to area code 912. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Noray.
Hi, hey, my lovely sister. How you doing?
I'm pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, my sister. Doing great.
That's right. I have a question. I've been out of the church, the Christian church, for about 4 months, and I've been having the pastor call me. I've been having my husband constantly saying I'm serving a cult. I've been going through a lot of changes, and it's been still a battle since I started with you.
Yeah.
He came home from church today, and he says that the pastor sent a word for me to read Galatians, and that's what I'm actually should read because this is what's going on with me. Could you explain what's going on in Galatians? Because I was trying to tell him that Paul was talking to the Greek. And he's like, no, that's
chapter in Galatians. What chapter did he tell you?
He says Galatians 3. Read
Galatians 3.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they're saying to me.
Oh, in Galatians 3, did he give you any particular verses to read, or he just told you to read the whole chapter?
Yeah, to read the whole chapter.
Oh, okay,
that's
good.
That's what's going on. He said start at 1.
Oh, yes, and I'm very familiar with the chapter because it speaks of some lies that they put out on Abraham, and I'm going to straighten this out. I'm glad you asked this question because, my sister, in Galatians, the third chapter, the New Testament, according to Paul, that's supposed to be the author, writer of this book of Galatians, Paul is saying that Abraham didn't do really any laws, that he was blessed through faith. That's what it's speaking of. And I'm going to read some of this right now since you asked this question, because this is right in line with why a lot of our people are not going to be part of the remnant. So you just hip me up on something that I can't wait to read, and I'm in there right now, Galatians, the third chapter. This is what it says, and we don't even have to go through the whole chapter because I know exactly where he's coming from, and this is what it says in the sixth verse. It says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. Now, sister, that ain't nothing but a bald-faced lie. And we're going to get into that. Why is a bald-faced lie? It is evident, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith. That's a lie. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. And then it says something very peculiar. Here it goes. It says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Oh, my goodness. Now, we're going to really get into that. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or added thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. So in other words, this man is saying, Paul, that when Yahweh told Abraham to know of a surety, he said that he would bless his seed, meaning his descendants. He said that if they keep his covenant, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the children of Jacob, the Almighty promised that he was going to give us that land and we would remain in it. And he told us to keep these commandments and laws and his covenants forever. So the New Testament is lying by saying that it don't mean descendants when it says seed. They saying it's saying not seeds as of many in verse 16. But we know, and I'm about to show you right now, because this is what is made. Look, I'm going to tell you, let me show you furthermore the 18th verse of Galatians. It says, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? So in other words, he's saying he didn't receive the blessings and the inheritance because he kept the law. He received the inheritance because he had faith, and it was just a promise given to Abraham. So wherefore, meaning why then, served the law. It said it was added because of transgressions. Now,
that's exactly.
Let me prove, my sister, you stay right here on the line if you got time. I want to show you the book of Genesis, because this is hot. This is wonderful. Let's go to Genesis, the 26th chapter, and let's see if Mr. Preacher is right, because he's doing nothing but lying and causing our people to lose their salvation. And this is a perfect example of that. Genesis chapter 26. Let's see what thus said Yahweh concerning the word seed, and did Abraham just get it because of faith and promise? It says in Genesis the 26th chapter in the second verse, and Yahweh appeared unto him and said, and in other words, he's speaking of Isaac, his son. It says, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, that means your descendants, I will give all these countries. And so in other words, we know darn well this ain't talking about no one seed Christ. And this is how you know he ain't talking about no one seed of Christ only. He said, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham, your father. He's talking to Isaac. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So in other words, he said he was going to multiply this seed. Well, Christ, you can tell him and let him know, Christ didn't have no seed. Christ didn't have no children. Christ did not have no descendants. That's first and foremost, because this is talking about a people, the children of Israel. And he said, now check this out. I'm going to read the fourth verse again to get to the fifth verse concerning that he said Abraham didn't have to do no law, so why serve it the law? Well, this is what Yahweh said. And I will make thy seed to multiply the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because, here's the reason, that Abraham obeyed my voice. Now, this is the reason why the nations of the earth going to be blessed. This is the reason why Abraham was blessed. It says, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my what? My laws. So he ain't nothing but a bald-faced liar, sister. Abraham earned the righteousness of keeping the law, the oral law, before we were given, my beloved sister, written law. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, as well as their forefathers, all the way back up to Noah, Methuselah, all of them had oral law. And they, even Enoch. And Enoch walked with Elohim, and the Almighty took him. So there was an oral law before there was a written law. And you can tell him, if you like, sister, you could give him my phone number. Matter of fact, he can call in this program before we end at 5 o'clock. But you can give him my phone number, and I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
My phone number, he can call me at area code 404.
Okay.
579-7908. And I have my number, my phone right beside me. So if he called me, I'm ready to discuss or debate anything that he wants. But you can see he is a liar.
Yes, I see it. I appreciate it, Moray, because I was just trying to tell him that, you know, they were wrong, and I was trying to point things out to them, but they're like tag-teaming me here, both sides. I'm getting it from the bishop, from the my husband, from the deaconess, and the whole crew. You know, they're all behind me right now because I've been out, and I've been an active member for so many years with them. So they're like, why you do me like this? Why you decide to leave and you don't know nothing about what this guy is trying to tell you is improper and is not correct. And it's false. It's a cult, actually, you're following. And it's just been crazy for me for the past few months. So I just need more answers, and I need to be strong. Pray strengthen me so I can continue to go through this battle with these people. But I really would just needed to maybe talk to you more and more because I'm going to need the strength because I'm not in the area where you are. So it's, like, hard to get that, you know, connection where you're right there with the family. So I'll be calling
I want you to feel free, sister, to call me at any time, and you keep that cell number that I gave at 404-579-7908. I want you to keep that number. You can call me at any time. If your ministers call you at the house or whatever the case may be, I'll be glad. And by the way, you're not by yourself, because as long as since you've returned to Yahweh and you're trying your best to keep his commandments, Yahweh said he encamps angels round about you. Yah and his angels are right there with you. You ain't never alone. Let me let you know that.
Thank you.
All right.
That.
I love you, sister.
All right. Love
praise
you, too,
Yah.
Boy. All right. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise be to the mighty Yahweh, creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. That was a pleasure to speak to my beloved sister concerning the deceit, as you all heard, and the lies that these ministers are telling our people to cause them to lose their salvation because they don't want to miss that money. They don't want, as they open their mouth and they say, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. They may well say, bring all the money and tithes into my house, because that's who's receiving it. That's how they get a salary. That's why they don't have to work, a lot of these preachers, because you're paying their salaries. When in fact, tithes was only given to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the children of Israel. Do you understand? And so for some of these lying preachers to use to pay tithes, it's nowhere in the New Testament that remotely suggests and commands you that you're supposed to pay tithes. But I noticed they didn't mind going all the way back to what they call the Old Testament and making you think that you must pay them tithes. So I guess he's going to miss that money from my sister, because now she's serving Yahweh like she's supposed to. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Furthermore, in going to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, let's look at, furthermore, what thus said Yahweh concerning the remnant. The Creator, again, he lets us know about those that are written in the book. And then I got to show you, my people, about this book, because I promised to show you what book when he said the book of life and how Moses knew about this great book. And this book is found, if you hold that and go to the book of Exodus, chapter 32, and see for yourself what kind of book that the true and living Elohim is speaking of. And this great book, as I said, Moses knew about it. In Exodus, the 32nd chapter, we find when our people had made the golden calf, that this is what Moses spoke unto Yahweh in the 30th verse. It says, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto Yahweh peradventure. Perhaps I shall make an atonement for your sin. And of course, like I said earlier, if you'd like to call and if you have a question or a comment, the phone lines are open at 770, area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We'll put your question or your comment on the air. Furthermore, this is what it says again, verse 30. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin. See, they made them a golden calf, an image, and said, these be your gods, Israel. And it says, and now I will go up unto Yahweh. Perhaps I can make an atonement for your sins. Because that's what they claim Christ is. He was our atonement for our sins. He was the Lamb of God. And through him dying, your sins will be forgiven, because he redeemed us from the curse of the law, like I just read in Galatians, the 3rd chapter. It said he redeemed us from the curse of the law through his death. Well, that's another lie, because if he redeemed us from the curse of the law, then you should ask, Mr. Black man and woman, you should ask yourself, then why did we come butt naked on slave ships if he redeemed us from the curse of the law? Then why are we still being murdered like the brother was by a heathen who shot him cold dead because he had his music up too loud? Why did we go through the rapes, the castrations, the lynchings, the tarred feather, the discrimination, the subjugation, and the exploitation? If truly, truly, we are not this people, and that Christ didn't die for us, that he died for our sins, that he would redeem us from the curse of the law, then you tell me, my people, why did we go through these things? Because he certainly didn't redeem us from anything. And in the meantime, we have another phone call on area code 404. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air. Shalom. Well, that's okay. We'll come back later. Once they come back, and you can call back in at area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We'll put your question or your comment on the air. But we can see Christ ain't redeemed us from the curse of the law, because we wouldn't even be in this condition if he had redeemed us, because one of the curses would be that we would come on slave ships. Just read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 68th verse. And we're going to try to, we had a little technical difficulties on area code 404. Let's see, can we reach our caller? Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, King. How you doing?
Shalom, shalom, my queen. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Yes, I am driving back home, and I am just listening to the program and just enjoying the program. And I just wanted to comment and say that the leaders cause our people to err. And it's not just the preachers. It's not just the people in the pulpit. It's the politicians. It's the people who have put themselves in situations to say they are speaking for us, you know, because our people, you know, they are always looking for someone to follow. So it's not just the preachers, it's the politicians and the people who put themselves in these positions to say, you know, we are the ones that's speaking for our people, and which the Most High has not left anyone here to be our leaders. In fact, he said that the children of Israel were about many days without a king, without anything to even denote us as a people. If our people would just take the time to just think a little bit about what we're worshiping, and about as you were just speaking about how they say that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, and even one of the big ministers here in Atlanta was saying that, you know, the commandments are done away with, we don't have to keep them. Well, you know, if people would just open up the book and just blow the dust off and just see what's in it and see, you know, when Israel returns home to Israel, not to heaven but to home, we will start to sacrifice again.
Yes,
and so my thing is, if we're going to sacrifice again, what in the world is Christ for? What is he for?
So if
our people would just pick the book up and look to see what's inside and see that we've been fooled, we've been just played, if you will, we've been lied to. You're living a lie, and this lie is separating us as a people. And I just wanted to make that comment because it's really sad to see our people, even in our own families, that choose to follow this false deity. And again, it separates our people, just separates us totally to a point where we can't even speak, have a reasonable conversation, because we're so wrapped up and tied up in this thing, and it's all an illusion.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, Marie, for allowing make this comment because it's just really something when you really think about it, it really gets to you. And seeing that our people, what they are so caught up in, because it's like a drug, like crack cocaine, you know, you can't get off of it, you know.
Yes.
But thank you so much, and I'm enjoying the program, and I'm going to hang up and continue to listen.
Well, praise Yahweh, and I love you, and may the Holy One of Israel bless you to live forever.
Thank you
so much.
Love you too.
Shalom. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. What a blessing. And we're going to go right back to area code 513. The phone lines are hot. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Elkanah. This
hey,
is,
my brother.
Elder,
lovely brother,
Elijah.
Elder
Elijah.
How you doing?
Brother, I'm doing excellent again. And by way of what you're saying about the remnant, and by way of what your queen just said,
yes,
you know, two nights ago, my wife described that I had died, you know.
Hmm.
And I was going through what I went through. I was praying. I was calling up on the law and all. And, of course, she, as my queen, she was praying on the side of trying to be as helpful as she could. And I can tell you quickly, and not take up a lot of time, that Yah took me through a rebuking and a chastisement because I got over angry, unbalanced, and he wanted to show me, no. You know, revenge is mine. You stay humble and meek. And so I want to say, according to the sister that called in and you explained Galatians 3 and the obvious abominable lie that it is up against what Yahweh said in Genesis 2, I believe, where you was reading about where Abraham, our father, was chosen because he kept the commandments and the laws, although it was orally.
Yes.
And I just want to show that Yah is being glorified more and more, because this remnant, they're going to be meek and humble.
That's right.
They're going to be what Yah said, like a fire in your bosom, because they're going to take you to Galatians 3 and show you Genesis 2. Then they're going to show you the inconsistency with Hebrews 7 and 19 and Psalms 19 and 7, where Yah says the law is perfect, but Hebrews don't have no titles and author. It says the law hasn't done nothing for anybody. So we can tell, obviously, as his people made for his magnification and glory, that the evidence is becoming insurmountable.
Yes.
And, brother, I just wanted to otherwise praise Yah for him speaking words through you according to his direction as the orchestra director, as the choir director. And I tell you, it's magnificent. I just pray also that Yah has me written in his book of life, because he knows many of my days I haven't been happy here. I haven't had answers. None of the lying leaders, as your wife said, from the politicians up to the pulpits with their sheepskin, they have did nothing to assuage or decrease my confusion, frustration, and praise Yahweh. Only through his service, when I began to hear him, have I been consistent in following, because Yahweh's words are there, and I've been able to not turn around, because Yahweh said, come, let's reason together.
That's
Yah don't say, brother, I'm talking too much, and I don't want to be like that. So
let me thank you, calling, brother. I appreciate
about the remnant.
Appreciate it. Yeah, those were great words of exaltation to the Most High. So that was great, brother. You didn't talk too much. You talked right on time. And I want you to know we love you and appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir.
May
thank Yahweh you for letting me share with you, brother. Yes, sir. Shalom,
yes,
shalom. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, beloved brother. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is righteous. As my beloved brother just said, Yahweh is the king of the universe, and he is our Elohim. And by him, that determines how many days we live on earth. So I praise Yahweh for all those. When you call in and you give your accolades to the Almighty and how great he has been to you, that's a blessing. He loves his praise. Praises is commonly upon his people. And we're going to go right to another area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You on there?
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Praise Yahweh, my sister Elder Hadia. How you doing?
Moray, I'm wonderful. I whenever I hear that remnant, I want to first of all give all glory and honor to the mighty Yahweh who has been my rock. I praise Yah for my brother when I talked to him last night. He told me about the episode he had. I woke up this morning. I just praise Yah for him and for the love that Yah has bestowed between us, and I praise Yah for him throwing me that lifeline, because that's something that I don't ever want to forget, because he was persistent. Yah blessed him to be able to get my attention, and because he did, I am knowing Yah more and more, and I just want to praise the mighty Yah and hope that I can be in that number as far as the remnant. And all the things that I've done, Yah could have killed me many, many times, but he spared me. And I just want to bless the mighty Yah. And I'm so thankful that I'm a part of the class in Atlanta. I'm so thankful that from leaving Moray Elisha, who was Yah's servant, and to put me in such good hands also with you and the class at Atlanta, where the knowledge is being increased and also the love. And I praise the mighty Yah, and I just want to thank you for a wonderful program. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my beloved sister. I love you too, and praise Yah for the kind words. I get that back as an offering to the Almighty, all the kind words that you said, because he deserves all the praise, glory, and honor. And I love you, and I love that whole household of yours, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're still in the book of Exodus. And I praise Yahweh for my beloved sister and her brother and my queen and all of my beloved brothers and sisters that called earlier. Because we're mending our spirits as one. See, Yahweh wanted us to be as one. Because there's only one law for the homeborn Hebrew and the stranger that would sojourn among us. And the Almighty is not the author of confusion. The Almighty told us that if we trust in him, he said that he would be faithful unto us, and that the Most High would bring back a remnant of us. And we got to know what the Most High requires of the remnant so that we can be part of it, because he already chose them. And in Exodus 32, Moses, he knew about this book. And this is what he told the Creator in boldness against his own life. In the 32nd verse, he said, yes, I know the people made the golden calf. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sins, Yahweh, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which you have written. He knew about the book of life. And we want to be found in that book so that we could be part of this remnant. But we got to keep his laws. We got to stay faithful. We got to keep his Sabbaths holy. We got to keep a holy convocation. We got to keep all his laws. And I praise Yahweh for those that, even in our Sabbath class, that call from all over the world to listen in, because they don't have a prospective congregation and class that only teach what thus say Yahweh and the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I praise Yahweh because this is going to bring us together as a nation. And my sisters and brothers in South Carolina, they don't have to worry. They don't have to worry at all, because the word of Yahweh is available to no matter what state you're in. And Yahweh is with those that fear him, no matter what state, country, or place that they would put you at. Yah said, I will come and I'll fetch you. And Moses knew that. Moses said, just blot me out of the book. I pray thee. And Yah told him in the 33rd verse, he said, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. I'm not going to kill the righteous for the wicked. I'm not going to kill an innocent person for the wicked like I told your father Abraham in Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis, the 18th chapter. I'm only going to kill the sinner. So all we got to do is not be a sinner. Keep the laws. Keep the laws and the commandments so that we can be part of this great remnant, my people. Furthermore, let's go to Ezekiel, the 6th chapter. And while you're turning to Ezekiel, the 6th chapter, before we end this broadcast, I got to make a special announcement. Because guess what? Next week, did you hear me? Next week, same day, at 5:30 p.m. on this station, Blog Talk, there's going to be a new broadcast called Open Up Your Vision with Sister Yanice. My queen, Yanice Batzion Yisrael. It's going to be a beautiful program, truly about the sisters getting together. And so many different forms of information is going to be given on this program, y'all, at 5:30. And all you have to do is call this number, area code 347-826-7630. Again, this is the call-in number for 5:30 p.m. next week, 347, area code 347-826-7630. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a dynamite program, and it's a blessing to have sisters speaking. I can't wait to listen to it, just to hear all the sisters talk about the things that concern them. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Open up your vision. Ezekiel, the 6th chapter. The Most High let you know that he's going to bring back a remnant. Are we going to get a chance? I see we go in a few minutes. We're going to go straight to our callers. Area code 832. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air. Area code 832. All right, area code 770. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air. Area code 770.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Joseph called about 2 weeks ago in regards to the prison ministry possibility.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, my beloved brother. How you doing?
I'm okay. Just sit there. I was wanted to say, you know, I really, really enjoy these sermons. I mean, Murray, you are excellent. You know, there, I got brothers and sisters that's into the so-called New Testament that will swear up and down by all things about the laws being done away with and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't raised in the New Testament, and I'm learning about it, you know, recently, and
Praise Yah.
I'm learning about it by bits and pieces, but I know that the Torah is truth, and I'm always saying, let Yah's word be the truth and let man be a lie.
That's right. That's right, brother. That's right. And I want you to call back because we're on our last minute. So I want you to call back next week, beloved brother, because I'm glad you're tuning in. And I want you to tell all the brothers that I give my love to them to stay strong as well as you, and that the Most High will give you freedom to do anything that you want in the very near future. I just want you to know that, brother.
Okay, shalom, shalom, and Baruch Atah.
Baruch Atah, my beloved brother. Love you, man. Stay strong. On behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, my people, Yahweh loves you and so do we. Stay tuned for next week. Stay strong, and may Yahweh bless and keep you all. Shalom, shalom.